Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called School is a Safe Place. And breaks aren't always easy for every kid. As we head towards winter break, holidays, days off, and time away from school, I just want to pause and talk about something that doesn't always get said out loud. Because while breaks can be a joyful and restorative time for many kids, they really can also be a hard time for others. So let's talk about that. But before we get into it, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is the Ho-Chunk tribe and the Winnebago community. I'm grateful for the opportunity to teach and learn alongside a community that values relationships, culture, and taking care of one another. That sense of connection matters deeply in the work we do working with children. Second thing that I'm thankful for is that I found podcasting. It's become a space for reflection, advocacy, creativity, and connection. For me, it's a place to process the work and remind educators that they're not alone. Third thing that I'm thankful for is technology, when it works. When it works, it helps us connect, create, problem solve, and amplify voices that need to be heard in classrooms and beyond. Well, let's get into the main topic, y'all. School is a safe place, and breaks aren't always easy for every kid. So let's get into it. School is more than a place to learn. For many students, school is predictable, structured. It's safe. It's warm. It's fed, seen, regulated. Think about all those things that school is for when we think about children. School might be the place where adults speak kindly to children. Routines make sense. Expectations, they're clear for kids. Emotions are noticed and basic needs are met. Might just be some of those basic needs of being talked to in a civil way or being able to have a warm meal. You know, for some kids, school is the most stable place in their lives. And that's true across the United States and world, that school is that stable place for them. And that matters, especially when schools close for a while. See, breaks aren't always breaks for kids. When adults hear winter break, we often think, ooh, rest, family time, celebrations. Hey, that extra sleep and slower days. But what we have to remember is that for some kids, breaks can mean food insecurity, y'all. It can. It breaks my heart, but food insecurities, isolation, unsafe environments. For some kids, it can mean unpredictability or increased responsibility or exposure to conflict or stress or even loss of structure. See, for some students, they don't get a break. They lose their safest place. Let's just be real. Kids, they will rarely say this out loud. Most of us won't say, I feel safer at school than at home. Or, hey, I don't like days off. Or, breaks make me anxious. Kids won't necessarily say that. Instead, we might see certain things happening before breaks, y'all, like a dysregulation before breaks or increased behavior, or sometimes you'll see students who are withdrawing or more anxiety, or we might see sadness or acting out. See, behavior before breaks is often, it's communication, not defiance. And that's something that's really important for us to remember as educators. Now, what can we as teachers do? What can we as teachers do without fixing everything? We don't need to rescue kids. We do need to be aware, though. See, some small but powerful things we can do are things like, hey, let's acknowledge that breaks can be different for different kids. We have to acknowledge that. As educators working with children, we have to acknowledge that breaks can feel different for different kids. We have to keep routines predictable right up until the end, the best that we can. And now, I know that there might be some celebrations or there might be some fun things happening in the classrooms, maybe some holiday parties. But we do have to try to keep routines predictable. That will help with things. I definitely think that will help with things. I also think that teachers can send kids off with encouragement, not pressure, and remind students that when they see, hey, you're coming back here in a matter of days or weeks, and I'm already looking forward to working with you. I tell my students that all the time. Hey, I'm already looking forward to working with you again. And so I try to remind students that I'm looking forward to working with them, and remind them of when you see them again, and that you're looking forward to that. And then be extra patient those last few days, y'all. Sometimes the greatest gift we can give is emotional steadiness. That's just some truth right there. So why this awareness matters, having this awareness about what students might be facing going into breaks. Well, when educators understand this, we can interpret behavior more accurately, because we know behavior is communication. We can interpret behavior more accurately. We can lead students with empathy instead of frustration. We can also protect student dignity. It'll allow us to reduce shame and stay grounded in a purpose and what we're trying to do here. See, this isn't about lowering expectations. It's about raising understanding. And how powerful is that? And this is a reminder for teachers too, that breaks can be complicated for adults as well. See, some educators, they don't rest well. They also carry some secondhand trauma. There are some educators that worry about students, and they feel emotionally heavy before time off. It's also a reminder that there is some firsthand trauma that some adults are dealing with. This is I'm just thinking about that. One of the things that I'm personally struggling with is this is a second Christmas without my mom, and my mom was one of my greatest cheerleaders in life. And I'm missing her very deeply this time of year, and been thinking about her, I think, a lot more, and have felt myself being a little bit extra emotional because of that, because we had different holiday routines and celebrations. We had some very special traditions that just don't hit the same. They don't feel the same since my mom has been gone. And so that's a reminder for adults too, that hey, we're not only we some of us might not rest well or might be hearing some secondhand trauma, worrying about students feeling emotional heavy. We have that some of the our own mental health challenges that we're struggling with as well. And it's okay for us as teachers to feel mixed emotions going into break. It's also okay to take care of yourself on breaks, to rest when you can, and to hold compassion for yourself. Teachers aren't always quick to do that or open to doing that, but be good to yourselves, y'all. Be good to yourselves. Be kind to yourselves. Give yourself compassion because you matter too, y'all. So let's talk about what kids will remember. See, kids won't remember every lesson. They won't remember every worksheet, every standard, but they will remember how you treated them before break, whether they felt safe, whether they felt seen, y'all, and whether school felt like home. See, that's the work right there. And that's the challenge that we are charged with doing, y'all. So as I do a reflective closing here, I just want to say that as winter break approaches, let's remember some things. Let's remember that school is not just a place of learning. For some kids, it's a place of safety, a place of calm, a place of care. And when school pauses, those needs, they don't disappear. So let's send kids in the break with kindness, steadiness. Let's send kids in a break with dignity and hope, because sometimes the most important thing we can teach is what safety feels like. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your episodes and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.